this age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose, God has raised seven to raise models of integrity and power. Models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of a word of life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
This morning, I want to do a little bit of teaching this morning. For those of us that have the calendar in our homes, you know, next Sunday is Family Thanksgiving Service. For those of us that have that calendar, you understand that the theme for this month is turning many to righteousness. Am I correct? Turning many to righteousness. And so I want to speak this morning on what I've entitled Preparing for the End. Daniel chapter 12, we'll read verses 1 to 3. And then we'll also read 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 18. Daniel chapter 12, verses number 1 to verse number 3. The scripture says, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was seen. There was a nation evil to that same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." Verse number 2. "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Verse 3, which is the anchor scripture for the month. "And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9, verse number 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 18. The Bible says, "What is my reward then? Verily that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel." Now, let me start this way by saying that the stage is being set for the rise of the Antichrist, and is closer than we can ever think. Closer than we can ever think. There are events that will happen, and I am praying for you that these events that will happen, that it will favor you. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are events that will happen that you cannot but speak to your family members, to your neighbor, to your brothers, to your sisters, to those who work with you in the same office or environment. Because there are things that will happen, and they must not meet you, your family members, your friends, your neighbors, unprepared. We've talked about some of these things in Extra Project. I'm just going to repeat a few of them. Number one, the first event that will take place is the rapture. Somebody say the rapture. Say the rapture. The rapture, which means to be caught up. It means the catching up of the believers in Christ. The rapture, the first event. And that's why I prayed for you, and also praying for our family members, that this event will favor us. You are not saying amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, you read verse 16 and 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses number 16 and verse number 17. The word of God says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." Verse 17. "Then we which are alive," that is if you are alive, "then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord." So the rapture is the first event that will take place. This will happen in an indivisible moment of time called the twinkling of an eye. It's going to happen like magic. It's going to happen when you are not ready for it. It's going to happen when you are not thinking about it. The trumpet will just blast. There will be a sound from heaven. And what will happen? Those who are dead will rise up and meet Jesus in the air. And those of us that are alive will be transformed. Our bodies will be transformed and also meet with him in the air. Now the time nobody knows. The rapture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse number 52 and verse number 53. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 52 and 53. The word of God says, "In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound." Hear me, the trumpet will sound. Forget about those who are saying that there is going to be any rapture. It happened in the days of Noah. God will not destroy the world with flood. Noah started building the ark and they were making jest of him. Just like some people are making jest of servants of God talking about the rapture. Just like people are saying it can't happen. Some say God is not wicked to destroy the world with fire. Some say God is not wicked. Hear me, it happened before, it was flood. God swept the entire world with flood. He destroyed the world with flood. So it's going to happen, sir. There is going to be a sound from heaven. And only two categories of people will be raptured. The resurrected saints, that is all saints who have died, will be resurrected. And then the transfigured saints, that is the living, those who are living, who are righteous, who are born again, they will be caught up with Jesus in the air. Somebody say, "I will not miss the rapture." But it's not just by saying, "I will not miss the rapture." It's not just by coming to church and playing Christianity. It's not just by living your life the way you want to live it and say, "I will not miss rapture." It's more than that, sir. Somebody say it's more than that. All right, number two. Number two event. Number two event is the great tribulation. The rapture will give way to the great tribulation, where the Antichrist will rule and take charge for about 7 years. Are you hearing me this morning? Let me hear you. You are hearing me this morning? Please say yes, a big yes. The Antichrist will rule and take charge for 7 years. After the saints has been caught up, after those who are dead in righteousness has resurrected, the Antichrist will take over, demanding worship, opposing God's people. That is those who miss the rapture. May you not miss the rapture. They will come to demand worship, bow down and worship the beast. Bow down and worship. Deny God. Denounce God. So it's going to be a time of great pain and a time of great trouble. The great tribulation. So those Christians who were playing church when rapture happened, they will be left behind. This time it's not going to be by grace. Grace will no longer speak as at that time. You're going to pay with your blood. At that time, it will be difficult for you to go to the markets. It will be difficult for you to participate in what will make you feel happy, except you take the mark of the beast. I'm reminding you this morning, except you take the mark of the beast, except you bow down and worship, confess, except you accept the beast and you are given the mark, you will have no part in anything that will give you joy and livelihood. It will be difficult for that person to buy anything in the market. In fact, they will be looking for you. Great tribulation. Revelation chapter 13, verse 11 to 18. Revelation 13, verse number 11 to verse number 18. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. Verse number 12. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Verse 13. And he doeth great wonders. They will also do great wonders. So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Verse 14. And deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had the wound by the sword and did live. Verse 15. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bound, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Give us verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That is what? That is for those Christians who were left behind, and because they could not stand the pain, because they could not stand the torture, because they could not stand the suffering, because they could not stand the agony, and decided to take the mark. Sir, ma, we are serving him now with no stress. You are serving him based on grace. Nobody is putting a knife on your neck and say, denounce Jesus or die. And still many people are playing Christianity. We are playing church. We disobey anyhow. We do things anyhow. You take God for granted. You take the things of God for granted. You are not in any duress to serve, and still you can't serve. May you not miss rapture. May I not miss rapture. Because you cannot imagine, in fact, it's unimaginable how it will look like. I remember growing up as a Muslim. One of the things that we do those days is to disrupt crusades. Where we see crusade, we're in school, or if there's any crusade, we'll just go cause problem, ensure that crusade does not hold. So we're fighting against Christianity and people who believed in Christ. And one day, opposite my school in Zaria was a crusade going on in this school, Commonwealth of College, Zaria. And decided to go there with the aim of doing the same thing. And as I went there, and that was the first time I will watch this movie, Burning Hell. Have you watched Burning Hell before? You watched Burning Hell. Let me see you raise your hand up. All these our Gen Z Christians, you are missing so many things. Some of you don't even know how to play 10-10. You don't know. You don't know how to use, what do you call agbalomo in English? Huh? You don't know how to use the seed to jogbari. You don't know how to... You don't know how to... You don't know how to draw, you know, you draw something like a square on the floor, and then you go like this. I took my boy to the farm one day, and he was like, "Dad," I said, "Enter the farm." I said, Dad, what?" I grew up farming. I farmed in the north. I was a specialist in maize, granite, potato, sweet and Irish potato. So your father is now doing farming here. And say, go inside and harvest corn. And you are saying that, enter the farm. See, there are so many things that you are missing. And I think that's why your Christian faith is being affected. Because you don't understand so many things. And you have allowed social media to affect you negatively, and it should affect you positively. It's affecting you negatively. And so went to the crusade ground, and they were, it was born in hell. And for the first time I sat down and I watched, and I saw how the rapture happened. A husband and wife was sleeping and one disappeared. And God, someone say, which one? I can't remember. I just know one disappeared. And then family driving. And then the person driving. I think this time I know this one is the man, the husband. He was driving and he disappeared. And then there was commotion everywhere. Aircraft, the pilot was not there. Commotion everywhere. And everybody looking for their family members, shouting, calling names. Some in the bedroom, calling names, and there was commotion everywhere. And after a short while, then people came, they were like soldiers with weapons. And I believe these are the Antichrist. Started looking for people without the mark of the beast. And they tortured so many people that if the movie is giving us an example of what will happen, it's just an example of what will happen. And I saw where they pierced a knife in the eyes of somebody and they were denounced Christ, accept the mark. I saw where people were looking for death, but death was not coming. And right there, after I watched this movie, I gave my life to Christ. I gave my life to Christ. What am I saying this morning? That if we can have it so easy like this to serve, what is the problem? If you can't, hear me, there are some places in the north that they can't sit like this in service. Fear of being attacked. They can't move freely. But here, we have it on a platter of gold. But despite that, our attitude towards God, towards the things of God, sometimes is questionable. The way we serve God, the way you serve God, the way your attitude towards God. Sometimes I say to people, is it because we can't see God physically? Sir, I don't know who I'm talking about this morning, but the time is coming, and I'm praying for you, that when the rapture happens, you won't miss the rapture. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, for Christians and people who will be left behind, it will be the greatest time of trouble. It will be the greatest time of distress. It will be the greatest time of affliction, of pressure for those who will be left behind. Of course, for those who will accept the mark of the beast, they will have everything going on fine for them, because for them already they are doomed for destruction. Because once you get the mark of the beast, you are doomed for what? For destruction. Matthew chapter 24. We'll read verse number 21 to 24. Matthew 24, verses 21 to 24. Matthew 24, verse 21 to 24. He said, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not seen." Such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time. No, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. Do you know what the scripture is saying? He said that the kind of calamity that will happen, he said, except God shows mercy and shorten the days or the year, he said, nobody will be able to be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But we understand that it's going to be for like 7 years. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lord, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. Verse 24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. So even those who were left, who were Christians before the rapture, who are still Christians, will be deceived again. So you can imagine how terrible it's going to be during the great tribulation. Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 to 6. Revelation 20, 1 to 6. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. Verse number 2. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. Now this is the millennium year, but let's go. And after that, it must be loose a little season. Verse number 4. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus. Souls were beheaded because they refused to denounce Christ. And for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. This is the millennium year. Verse number 5. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first Resurrection, the first resurrection. Give us verse number 6. Blessed and holy is he that had part in the first. In the first what? So we will be blessed if we have a part in the first resurrection. On such the second death had no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ and shall reign with him 1,000 years. That is the third event, which is called the second coming of Christ or the millennium reign. So what is scripture saying? He's saying that in this third event, the resurrected saints and the raptured saints will descend from heaven. That is Christ coming back with those that were caught up with him in the air. Am I making sense this morning? You know, I said I'm teaching this morning. So that's what God laid in my heart this morning. You accept it or not, you will hear it. So I'm teaching this morning. So please listen. So on that day, they will play the video. You were in lighthouse and you were seated. You saw it. They told you. So your blood is removed from the head of lighthouse. Because we have taught you. We have showed you. So it is left for you to go and do as you have seen from the pages of the scriptures. So the resurrected saints and the raptured saints will descend from heaven and with the tribulation saints. So they are coming to meet those who were able to overcome, if there will be any. If there will be any. Sir, if there will be any, sir. Or maybe a few. So, Christ will come with those that were caught up with him in the air, the resurrected saints, and those believers who were also resurrected to go and meet him in the air. You know, Christ did not come that he was in the air. The trumpet blasted, and then there was this rapture. So, he comes back, and then to meet with those who were able to overcome during the period of that tribulation for 7 years, and they will now rule for 1,000 years. And in that period of 1,000 reign of Christ, which is the millennium, what happens? Satan will be bound, like we have read from scripture. There will be no more temptation. There will be universal peace. There will be health. Human lives will be restored and prolonged. No suffering of any kind. It will be banished for 1,000 years. There's going to be peace again on the earth. Peace again. For 1,000 years, Jesus will reign with those of us that were raptured, resurrected, and those who overcame the tribulation. So after the 1,000 years, Satan will be released again for a few moments. Somebody say, kilo wa leto ba, only. And I fear what the Bible says. The Bible says even at that few moments, some people will be deceived again. As people for you. That's why you see people, they go to a church, they know what they are doing, that church is totally wrong. They still sit down there. They still sit down there. People. They know the man of God is fake. They know what he's doing is not real. But because he is doing something, and they are getting something that will not last them, that will eventually finish them, they sit down there. A boy was talking online and he said, what is my own? At least I will enjoy my life. I know I have 5 years to live, but these 5 years I will enjoy my life. 5 years you're enjoying your life, for eternity you will suffer. For eternity you'll be in hell, and there is no repentance for you. So what is the 5 years that you enjoy compared to the eternity that you spend in hell with nobody to save you? No, Jesus Christ is coming again to die for anybody. Sir, you are alive now. You are alive now. You have the opportunity to make the right choice. So in preparing for the end, let me give you maybe 3 or 4 things and then I close. In preparing for the end, there are some things that are necessary. Number one, please don't just assume you will reign with Christ. Don't assume that you will reign with Christ. I had a teaching, and the teaching was like, it's a lie. Once you are born again, and then you can be committing sin, you will still make heaven. I didn't see that in my Bible. John chapter 3. Let's read John chapter 3. Let's read from verse number 1 to verse number 5. John chapter 3. I make bold, I will keep on standing to say this. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Verse number 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse number 4. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Very, very, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Give us verse number 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is what? Is spirit. Now the Bible says, can we continue to sin? You've heard that severally. Can we continue to sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. The Bible also said to us that the wages of sin is what? The wages of sin is death. You cannot continue to sin and expect the grace that appeared to all, that brought salvation. That's the we are talking about. He said you can't continue to sin and expect that grace to abound. Even with the Holy Ghost, when you sin, you grieve him. And when you grieve, what happens? He leaves you. The Holy Ghost leaves. When you sin, the Holy Ghost can warn you, speak to you, that's if you hear from him. For your information, in Ezra Prayer, we are talking about how to hear from God. How to hear. So I'm inviting you to Ezra Project. How to hear from God. Because I made a statement and I said, if truly we hear from God, as we Christians profess that we hear from God, our life should be better than this. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 21. What the scripture says, Isaiah 30:21. He said, and thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, right? So if God is showing you the way, then you cannot end up in destruction. So if truly you are hearing from him, then the way you are behaving, your attitude should be different, because God cannot tell you to do what is wrong. He can't give you a direction to the wrong place. He cannot tell you to kill, to steal, to fornicate, to commit adultery. He can't do that. So if we all are hearing from God, our lives will be better than the way it is now. So don't assume that you will reign with Christ. Don't assume that you are born again. Be sure. Work out your salvation with what? With fear and what? And trembling. So please don't fake Christianity. It's either you are in or you are out. It doesn't make any sense for you to say you are a Christian, you are born again, and then in church we know you to be righteous, and then outside of church you are unrighteous. Because the truth is that you can't make heaven like that. The Bible says you can't serve two masters at the same time. It's not possible. So it's either you are in with your two legs or you are out with your two legs. Because, for instance, what will it profit you when we know you as a brother or we know you as a sister, and then outside there you are doing rubbish? Outside there you go and then you come to church from somewhere, and then you are lifting up holy hands. You are coming from a hotel from Saturday night to Sunday morning, and then you arrive in the sanctuary. Let's assume that the rapture happens and you are born again. So God will now admit a fornicator to hell, to go and fornicate in heaven? No, you see, sometimes you hear some things and you feel so bad that people are reading scriptures and they are turning it upside down. God is too holy to behold iniquity. He is a righteous God. And so, work out your salvation. Some of us, when we gave our lives to Christ, we were terrible. For instance, I'm number one. When I gave my life to Christ, I had some terrible past. I've told you one of the things that I do. I beat up people. I will lay them on the road when they are coming back from schools, and we collect their things. I stole from my father. It's only my mother I did not steal for, because she does not even have what I want to steal. I stole from my father because he was not giving to us. He was always hiding. I don't know when you have money. And I know when he collects salary. You say, they've not paid us. And then he will hide it. I will trace it. I cheated. I lied. So many things. The only thing I did not do while I was growing was I didn't do fornication. But I play with girls. You know what I'm talking about? But I didn't go to that area. For me, it's sacred. When I gave my life, I was given to anger. And I've said it, and I'm still saying that I've not seen the person that is as angry as I used to be. Because when I get angry, the only way you can appease me is when I see blood. We must fight. One person must die, or one person must be injured. I've told you before how I carried somebody from a two-story building because of anger, and I threw the person. And the person was lifeless. I thought the person is gone. So I said, what is it? Let me also jump. Let's finish it. So I jumped also. Unfortunately for me, they poured in water and he woke up. He said, look at this useless man. So if I had died now, you will wake up. I've told you before of how I had a fight because of a girlfriend, right? How many of you remember that story? You've not. That name has not left me. Her name, Ekaite. That was my first girlfriend. My wife was asking me, do I know where she is now? I said, I don't know. But I heard that she's married to a soldier man. I was in school and they called me that, oh, bros, you better come home. What happened? They say, your girlfriend, somebody has taken over. I said, why? It's not possible. Take over waiting. The brother, this Ekaite's brother, introduced me to her sister. Another guy now came. They just moved in. They transferred the father to the barracks. And then because the guy has money, so he took the sister and gave to that one. So I got angry and I arrived from school. The first night I called the sister to a meeting. I can never forget that. It was 9 p.m. because that was the time I can leave my house. Because my father will be watching network news, 9 o'clock news. How many of you know 9 o'clock news? It's not the time that you watch now. My father, so if I'm going now, he will not hear. He's here, his news. So I called her and I said, what am I hearing? Is it true? So she couldn't. I gave her a dirty slap. Very hot one. And I told her, it's over. That slap is enough. Go. I know. So I went to the brother. Told him to meet me. I'm telling you about anger. And the brother, for those of you that live in the barrack, you know these ordinary barracks where you have people like staff sergeants, warrant officer class one, like that, where they live. You know, it's like ground floor, first floor, second floor, third floor. So I called someone into the third floor. I said, bros, you are a very wicked person, no? So because of money, so I carried him. I didn't know because I've told my friend, and they went to tell my mom. So I carried him, third floor. I wanted to throw him. So as I did that, as I looked, I saw my mother kneeling down. Thank God I'm holding microphone today. It's grace. Maybe I would have been in jail by now. And I saw my mom. I was angry. Who told this woman? And I told the brother, I said, God saved your life. God saved you. And I dropped him. I was not satisfied. I went to meet the brother. Now they gave a kite to him. And then I arranged a meeting with him, 9 p.m. That was the only time I can leave in the night. So we that one agreed, and I told my friends, will you support me? They say yes. So I took my jackknife. I have gangs that will go to do rubbish. So I took my jackknife, put it in my pocket. My parents did not know. In fact, my parents never knew that I smoke, I drink. They don't know. If not now that I'm talking, my mother is looking at me now. So I took the jackknife. 9 p.m. I was at the ground where we want to fight to end it up because I needed to see blood. And when we got there, my friends deserted me. I looked back, I didn't see them again. When I looked in front, I saw like 8 or 9 people thereabout wanting to fight. I said to myself, the worst come to the worst. One person must die. It's either me or one of them. Let me just hold one person. You other be beating me, be hitting me, be stabbing me. I just need one person. I'm okay. So I remove my knife. And I approach the young man. Because the young man I'm looking for, I don't care about whoever is with him. It's that young man. It pained me that all of them ran away. Because I would have killed somebody that day. But God still saved me. Now, what am I driving at? After I gave my life to Christ, work out your salvation with what? Fear and trembling. I started working out my salvation. Started praying. And little by little, everything started dropping. That's why I know it is possible for those negative attitude in your life to end. Except you are not willing to. And I began to deal with anger. And I prayed. In fact, I did what they call bonfire. I will write anger. I will put in the fire. Burn. Like play. Now, you annoy me. I will tell you that what you did to me, I'm not happy about it. And that ends it. I find it difficult getting angry. I will tell you. Of course, I might give you the sign that I'm not happy. But that once I've told you, that is all. It ends there. And that's the kind of Christianity God is looking for. Not Christian that keeps malice. Not Christian that don't talk to themselves because of one little issue. I find it difficult fighting. I'm not talking about now that I'm a pastor. I found it difficult. It was difficult for me to fight. That I want to fight with somebody because I've dealt with it. I find it difficult taking what is not mine, somebody's property that is not mine. I find it difficult taking it. In fact, for me, it's a taboo. I find it difficult even using what somebody else has used. So it is possible. What am I saying? Don't allow the rapture to meet you in your unpreparedness. Don't allow the rapture to meet you in a state of unpreparedness. You are not prepared. Sir, if God gives you the second chance after rapture, is it now that you cannot stay without eating for 7 days, that you are going to stay without seeing food for 1 year, for 6 months, for 3 months? Is it this period that they ask you to fast for 3 days, and on the second day you are shaking? Some people will be shaking and like Shakespeare. Look at you. Look at you. Ask yourself, what kind of toughness can I take? Ask yourself that. What kind of stress? What is the level of stress I can take that I will not break? So stop faking Christianity. You read Acts chapter 9, verses number 4 and 5, talking about Saul that became Saul and Saul that became Paul. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Verse number 5. And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. Is it hard for thee to kick against a brick stone? And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what will thou have me do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. So what happened? After his salvation, He was sent to a place where he will walk his salvation with fear and with trembling. Now, this Saul that became Paul, of course, we are reading about him today. He did much more than the other apostles and disciples. Now, what am I saying? What do I want to bring out from this? That the transformation of Saul to Paul was evident to all. So if you are born again, let everybody know that you are born again. Evident to all. Evident to himself and to all that this man indeed is born again. He's saved. So the things he used to do, he is no longer doing them. Things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, the things I used to do, what a great change since what? Choir, what a great change since I met the Lord. You know why I asked them? Because some of us don't know that area. When I first heard that song, I didn't know that, so I would just stream my mouth. The great changes are running. So you cannot claim that you have met Christ and not know. You cannot say that you have met Christ and we will not know. Sir, we will know, sir. It's a matter of time. By their fruits, you shall know them. It's a matter of time. When a tree is bringing out fruit, it's a matter of time. You know the fruits that are bad and the fruits that are good. By their fruits, we shall know them. We shall know them by the testimonies we hear from your neighbors. Testimonies we hear from where you work. Testimonies we hear from your department. We shall know them. There are testimonies about you. Oh God, our Father, I've said it before, that people will always speak about you, either for or against. Sir, prepare yourself. Say to your neighbor, prepare yourself. Even me, I am still preparing myself. In that movie that I was in with the pastor that was preaching, not me, in that movie, was still preaching. And then he was looking, and some people, there were pockets of empty seats that were filled before. So it concerns even the pastors. It's not just members alone. So as I'm preaching to you, I'm preaching to myself. So I didn't come to present myself as holier than you. There are some of you that are even more holier than me. But thank God for his grace. Make use of the grace of God. Don't wait until it goes back to works, where you have to use your blood and your life to achieve what you can achieve in the period of grace. Number two, in preparing for the end, please prevent men from the agony waiting for them in hell. Your brothers, your sisters, your neighbors, your friends, those that you played with before you gave your life to Christ. Now that you are born again, what are you doing about them? Have you been talking to them about Christ? There's an agony waiting for them in hell. Do you know that there are people that will be in heaven, despite the fact that they are rejoicing, their peace will be lost? Why? Because they will see their parents that they refuse to talk to about Christ or pray for. They will see their friends. You remember Lazarus and the rich man, right? So it is possible for you to be up there and then be seeing those in agony. So the rich man was disturbing Lazarus. That anyway, if it is what? How many of you have read Bible? A drop. So I was just imagine that scripture. That means every day Lazarus is hearing the voice of the rich man. Please, a drop of water. Please, so Lazarus God will not rest where he is. Oh my water to my drop for my, and there is no possible. So there are some of our brothers. You have brothers who are not born again. You have sisters. You are the only one that is enjoying Christ. You are the only one that came to church this morning. You left your family members. Some of you are married, your wife does not follow you to church, and you are happy. You left her. You can't even reconcile a simple issue. You left your wife, and you are in church, and you are happy. And after service, you go home. You are still happy. Everything you have had today, your wife did not hear it. You are still happy. You have brothers You can't even invite them to come and hear what you are hearing. You have neighbors who are not born. You can't talk to them. You can't ask them to follow you to come and hear what you are hearing. You can't even speak to them. A time is coming that you will feel bad that if I had known, but it is too late. There are people who are sick around you. You are even afraid to pray for them for healing. Some of us, a time will come that God will say, if you had prayed for this brother will have lived. And one of the reasons why the brother died is because you had the opportunity, the privilege to pray, but you did not. So they might count it against you. What are you doing about those who are not born again in your environment? Only you. Carry your Bible if you have one. You dress on a Sunday morning and you are coming to church and you left people in your neighborhood. You never spoke to them about Christ. God is going to ask you, because in that neighborhood that you are saved to save. The reason why God saved you is that others might be saved through you. So how many people have been saved through you in your family? When I gave my life to Christ, I did not rest with my father. I prayed, I fasted, invited him to church. He refused. And one day I came home, I bought him a very big loaf of bread. I said, "Dad, just say I should give." He was just looking at me. "Oh boy, go grab bread for me." He collected it. Second day, I came to him and said, "Thank God we're having a program in church. And I think it was called Love Feast or so. I don't know. It was a program." And then I invited him. He said he will not come. So I called my friends. And then we joined our hands together to pray that my father must come. We're not even talking about him giving his life to God. We're talking about him coming to hear what I am hearing. And then we were praying. I remember that day we went at the back of the church, and then with my friends, we joined our hands together and we're praying for my father to come to church. And God answered the prayers. My father showed up in church because he was a Muslim. And he was like, you know the way Muslims behave. Let me not go to that. And then he entered. I intentionally did not come inside the church because I knew if he sees me, he might go back. So I stood outside and I was praying where he sat. And the message was ongoing. And the pastor then preached. And when it was time for altar call, I called my friends again. We joined our hands together. This man must give his life to Christ. Holy Spirit breathed on him. And when they made the altar call, if you don't want to give your life to Christ, raise your hand. And we're praying. And I saw my father did like this. And the man of God said, if you are raising your hand, raise it properly. And then he did like this. The man of God said, if you are raising your hand, can you please stand up? I knew it was going to be difficult for my father. Because Muslims will always think, what would my colleagues say? It's not easy for a Muslim to give his life to Christ. That's why some of you that are Christians, you are born in a Christian home, and to give your life to Christ is a problem. You don't know what is coming. You don't read your Bible. And we're praying, you must stand up. And he stood up. And to make it worse, the man of God said, if you are standing up, please come to the altar. Huh? I said, brethren, we need to pray. I know my father. This one, it has to be God. And before he could say Jack Robinson, the man walked to the front and gave his life to Christ. Now, I looked at it, that my father out. I have my siblings. I have my brothers. There's one that is still very, very tough. Others, they've given their lives to Christ. But this last born is a Muslim. In fact, she has read Kewu more than me. She has gone too deep. I've been praying for her. In fact, when she went to Saudi Arabia, I was praying for her. She called me. She said, I had a vision that I gave my life to Christ. Because when I come to Nigeria, I want to give my life to Christ. And when she came to Nigeria, she collected her life back. I'm still praying for her. The question is, how many people have been saved in your family through you? God will hold you responsible, sir. I'm telling you the truth this morning. God will hold you responsible. In Luke chapter 16, verse 24, the rich man cried to Abraham to send Lazarus to do what? To dip the tip of his finger in water and cool his tongue. It was too hot. The agony, the torment in hell. Can I pray for you? May you find rest when you get to heaven. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Psalm 9 verse 17. Psalm 9 verse 17. It said, the wicked shall be turned into hell. The wicked. And all the nations that forget God. So God's intention for hell is not for us. It's for Satan and his demons. For everyone that decided willingly to submit to Satan and to his demon, then God has no choice than to put those people together with Satan in hell. Hell is for the devil. It's not for you. It's not for me. It's not for any of our family members. But you have a responsibility to save a soul and remove their names from the book of eternal death and hell. Finally, please go out for souls. Paul was speaking in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 18 that we read. He said, necessity is laid on me to preach. Go out for souls. Soul winning is God's heartbeat and ordained by God. That's why I say we should go out to the world and preach. Teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of God, the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And he said he will always be with us. So every believer is called to preach the gospel, not just the evangelism department. Every believer. If you are doing your own work, the kingdom of God will increase. But if you are not doing your own work, you are depopulating the kingdom. And the kingdom of hell is increasing. There are so many people that are going to hell, except you and I, intervene. So please, let's preach. That is the main business of the church and of the kingdom. But sadly, it is the most disobeyed commandment among Christians today. No commandment is more disobeyed like evangelism or soul winning. Can you make up your mind today to win a soul for Christ? Can you make up your mind today to deliver people from the grip of Satan? To remove their names from the book of eternal death. Heaven rejoices over a sinner that repents. Thank God for all you have, sir. But you are not taking them anywhere. They will all perish here. Continue to amass wealth. Continue to gather it. Continue to build houses. They are good. But they will all be destroyed here. What you will have up there is the souls that you have affected for the kingdom. That is the reward. That is what you are building in heaven that will last you forever, for eternity. Everything we have there will perish here. We take nothing away. We came with nothing and we are going back with nothing. Affect a soul for Christ. Make somebody happy for the kingdom. Put a smile on somebody's face for the kingdom. Help somebody so that his name will be written in the book of life. Don't destroy lives. Don't tarnish lives. They are precious in the hand of God. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Can we bow down our heads? You are here this morning, you have not given your life to Christ. an opportunity has come for you this morning for you to give your life to Christ. I did mine. In fact, my background is different from yours. I came from a Muslim background. And today, for several years now, I've been serving God. And I've seen the benefit of serving God. You are here this morning, you want to say, Jesus, come into my life. I want to surrender my life to you. Please, all heads bow, all eyes closed. Please, can you raise your hand wherever you are? This is an opportunity for you. Can you raise your hand up? You don't have to be ashamed of anybody. It's once for a lifetime. Can I see you raise up your hand? You want to say, Jesus, come into my life. Can I see any hand up? Any hand up? All eyes closed. You are here this morning. You know you are backslidden. You know. You know it. You know it. You know that you are just faking Christianity. I want to pray for you. Raise your hand wherever you are. Just raise your hand. Oh, Lord, I want to come back. I want to come back to you. Can you raise your hand? I'll just pray for you from here. The Lord will show you mercy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord forgive your shortcomings. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can we all rise up, please? Can you hold somebody's hand as you rise on your feet, please? Can you rise? We want to pray for souls. You have a family that is not born again. You have a friend that is not born again. Please agree with somebody. It might not be true to just hold your hands as you are where you are sitting. Just ensure that your hand is linked to somebody's hand. I want to pray that every man or woman in my family on the road to hell will redeem your soul for Jesus in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you have anybody in your family who is not born again, please mention the person's name. We are praying a prayer of agreement that God will redeem their souls from hell in the name of, see after me, every man or woman on the road to hell will redeem your soul for Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, can you lift up your voice and pray? Can you please? It's not a silent prayer. Can you lift up your voice and pray? Can you pray? Mention the name of that person. Maybe it's your brother, maybe it's your sister, a neighbor in your environment. In the name of Jesus Christ, we redeem your soul for Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray for you, Rashida to Ahmed. In the name of Jesus, I redeem your soul for Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that Jesus will speak to your heart, that Jesus will minister to you. Let the Spirit of God minister to you. Let the Spirit of God speak to your heart. We redeem your soul for Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, we redeem your soul for Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we redeem your soul for Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, powers and forces blindfolding my brother. Put the name of that person. It might be your brother, it might be your neighbor. Put the name of that person. Powers and forces blindfolding my brother from seeing the light, from accepting Jesus Christ, receive judgment by fire. Lift up your voice and command every power, every force. The God of this world has blindfolded the minds of so many, making it difficult for them to see the light. We command such powers, we command such forces that is blindfolding the minds of my brother, of my sister, from receiving Jesus Christ. We command such forces, receive judgment by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive judgment by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive judgment by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive judgment by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Say after me, Father, by your power, set every unsaved soul from spiritual captivity. In the name of Jesus. Say after me, Father, by your power, set free every unsaved soul from spiritual captivity in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and set them free? If the Son of God shall set them free, they shall be free indeed. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, O God, our Heavenly Father, we ask this morning that you will set free every unsaved soul. Set them free from every spiritual captivity. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Shout a louder amen. Can you pray for yourself? Father, give me the grace not to miss the rapture. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Lord, I ask for the grace not to miss the rapture. I ask for the grace to walk out my salvation with fear and with trembling. Somebody should pray. May you not miss the rapture. May I not miss the rapture. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever is capable of making me to miss the rapture, I refuse you. I reject you in the name of Jesus Christ. Every power from the pit of hell that wants to make me to miss the rapture, I refuse you. I reject you in the name of Jesus Christ. I receive the grace this morning not to miss the rapture. I receive the grace to walk out my salvation in the name of Jesus. Somebody should pray. I drop every negative attitude that is capable of making me miss the rapture. Can you talk to God? What are those things in your life that you are still dragging with, that you are still struggling with? Can you talk to God? I drop them by the blood of Jesus. I drop them. I drop them. I drop them. I drop them. I drop gossip. I drop backbiting. I drop stealing. I drop fornication. I drop adultery in the name of Jesus. I drop lying in the name of Jesus. I drop them. I renew my mind this morning. I renew my mind this morning. I renew my mind with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As we have decreed this morning, so shall it be for us. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. For in Jesus' precious name we have prayed.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's choice servant, Yemi Adeleju. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Yemi Adeleju in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Juwe Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.